3 o'clock in the morning. It was so loud it woke me up out of a dead sleep. 6 to 8 feet from me is floating this most beautiful woman from heaven.
In 2007, Chris Bledsoe, a deeply religious North Carolina businessman facing financial ruin and a terminal battle with Crohn's disease, went to Cape Fear River to find peace or an end. He encountered multiple orbs and experienced 4 hours of missing time. He returned home miraculously healed. Since then, he's been studied by high-level officials from the CIA, NASA, and the Vatican. So while the public sees a humble Southern man, the CIA and NASA see a human receiver for non-human intelligence.
So now I've got two huge balls of fire.
How far away are they?
They were probably 300 yards.
Okay, a good ways away.
200 feet in the air, sitting right above the trees. And just this flame going around them, and these little tips of fire was shooting off these things. I stood up to run, and the minute I stood up to run, right up here above me, another one appeared and shot down right in front of me. And at that moment, AJ, I knew that it knew what I was thinking. I knew that it saw me, and I knew I felt like I was captured.
You're a hunter, and now you're on the other side
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
You knew it was watching you. Was that like an animal instinct, or did you hear it, feel it?
It was connected to my thoughts, and I couldn't get away. They wiped my memory. And then the lights went out.
Just everything just went out.
Went out dark. And there were these two little creatures that were glowing. And in a dark night, they looked just like almost black figures there, but with red eyes. It was their eyes that were red. That's what he was seeing. Between 8 and 9, maybe 10 stars, bright as Venus, that just appeared above us. They just like, come on. And then they just started flying around and doing, it's almost like somebody choreographed it. We thought the world was coming to an end, that we were being invaded. That turned into a backfire, because the more I talked about it, the worse it got. And so now I've got the school questioning my kids. Next thing I know, social services is at my house trying to take me out of the house from my family. So all this is the darkness. For 5 years, this went on.
In Ezekiel 40, he talks about meeting a messenger made of shiny bronze who shows them this temple of the future. And I thought you had an experience kind of like that.
That's where they took me. But after Dr. O'Connell came from Harvard and he started working on me, he said, you'll remember it all over time.
He was a student of Dr. Mack, no?
Yep, John Mack. He was trained under Mack.
So John Mack, for folks listening, was an expert psychiatrist, award-winning at Harvard, who specialized in abduction and experiencers.
Yeah, he actually started all this research. And here I'm working with NASA, right? I've got NASA scientists at my house, and I'm down at Cape Canaveral. I'm all these places. It was a NASA scientist, Al Pavemeyer, went to my mom and dad's house and said, you need to listen to your son. He's not lying.
Yeah, don't worry, gang. We're going to get into all that in a moment.